Hey everybody, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Muzak for the Observant, and we're going to start today's show with one of my favorite tracks of all time. It's a long one. It's called Mother Sky by Can. I've been kind of in the mood of listening to repetitive, droney, long tracks, and we're gonna play a few more of those today, interspersed with some shorter pieces just to break things up a bit. But anyway, we're gonna start off with this. I think it's like one of the original songs in this style that Cam are doing, kind of the same era as Kraftwerk, who are also kind of exploring this new style of progressive music. And then after this, we'll get to some really fresh new tracks that have just come into the station. But until then, it is going to be Can with Mother Sky here on CITR 101.9 FM.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
The 39th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Over 60 acts from 18 countries on 7 summer beachfront stages. Come discover a world of amazing music.
This year's exciting lineup includes Bruce Coburn, The New Pornographers, and Lord Huron, plus many more to discover.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 15th to 17th at Jericho Beach Park.
Get your tickets today online at thefestival.bc.ca. Brought to you by CITR.
Wow, talk about tracks designed to make you zone out. That was Kay Trinata here on CITR 101.9 FM with a track called Weight Off of his new album, or it's his first, it's his debut album actually. It's called 99.9%. That was a rare instrumental track. I think most of the rest of the tracks feature guest rappers. But I like that one. If you've listened to this show, you've maybe noticed that over the last 6 months I've gotten more and more into instrumental hip-hop. And I mostly because I was finishing my last semester of school, and I realized that it is, in my opinion, numero uno, top-tier cramming music. It really works well for that. So I listen to a lot of that stuff. I like that track a lot. Before that was a group called Highest Order, and the track was called Cosmic Manipulations Part 1. Their other songs from the album Still Holding are a lot more country influenced, a bit more, I guess you would say, indie rock thing, kind of thing going on. I picked that one because it's probably it's the best one for zoning out on the album. Obviously, being called Cosmic Manipulations, I took a guess as to that it would sound kind of like that. Definitely a bit of a space rock kind of vibe. It has a similarity to a lot of, I would imagine, like, kind of sounds similar to the Brian Jones Sound Massacre. Sort of their new music kind of explores that kind of sound where it's kind of like a 60s rock band. And the instrumentation in that style and chord progressions in that style, but with this electronic kind of a krautrock backing behind it. It's pretty cool every so often. I wouldn't listen to it all the time, but it's not bad when you're in the mood. And of course, at the top of the hour was Can with their classic track Mother Sky. It's one of my favorites. I think it holds up to this very day. It is 14 minutes long, but what I really like about it is the arc it has. It has perfect control of the rising action of the song. Like it builds up and comes down and builds up again, I'd say maybe 3 or 4 times, and it does it perfectly. And it sounds like a really simple song on the surface. Like it sounds very kind of just, you know, drummer doing a beat and, you know, a bunch of musicians kind of just like noodle over it, but they're actually very they play very together, and they're very smart about it, and it's a really well crafted song despite kind of just seeming like a jam track. Anyway, we're gonna move on, and we're gonna go to a band from Toronto. They're a jazz trio. They're called Autobahn, and I'm freaking shocked that name had never been taken, although it very well may have already been taken. They just used it because I would just be surprised if that band name had not been stolen. It's very hard to find one word names for bands that have not been, where the word is like a sort of commonly known word, especially ones that start with A. I think those ones are even harder to find, and it's really hard to find those names that aren't taken. Anyway, they snatch it up somehow, but the track is called Slow Dance, and I feel like it's in the theme with the rest of the songs today, and it's off their new album called Of the Tree. So it's Autobahn on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and craft sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
After 10 years of producing One Cool Word magazine, OCW magazine, the 222 Bookshop Gallery, and the Vancouver Art Book Fair, Project Space presents an anniversary party and fundraiser for the 2016 Vancouver Art Book Fair. Come to Vivo at 2625 Caslow. Doors at 6 p.m. Expect a small night market with zines, artisans, an art sale, comedy, four bands, and a DJ. How can we pack the last 10 years into one night? Illustrations by Julie Major, Nathan Jones and Jeff Lee, Heidi Najdegal, Alex Dorsberg, Brennan Kelly, Sylvie Ringer, Aaron Reed, Sylvana D'Angelo, and Chelsea O'Byrne. Limited edition prints by Maya Natalie Gulin and Ineska Minnichosa, Cameron McLeod, Little Mountain Say, Think Licorice, Stefana Fertilla.
Some escape, some door to open. This path seems the blackest, but I guess it's the soonest. But there in the clearing, I know you'll be wearing your young aching smile, waving your hand. Can't go with my heart when I can't feel what's in it. I thought you'd come over, but for some reason you didn't. Glass on the pavement under my shoe. Without you is all my life amounts to. A final sleep, no words from my cutting. Mouth to your ear, or tired wicked pinches from my fingers to your bitter face that I can't heal. I know tomorrow you will be somewhere in London, living with someone. You got some kind of family there to turn to, and that's more than I could ever give you. A chance for calm, a hope for freedom, outlet from my cold solitary kingdom. by the forest of our spring stay, where you walked away and left a bleeding part of me, empty and bothered, watching the water quiet in the corner, numb and falling through. Without you, what does my life amount to?
That was Red House Painters with a song called Katie Song. Katie Song. K-A-T-Y. That's an excellent track. I just heard it today, and I thought, man, I should definitely play that on the show today. Really, really simple song, but it, and really, you know, definitely repetitive is putting it lightly, but it's amazing what you can accomplish with being minimal and kind of being, I guess, conservative in terms of what you throw out there and just trying to be very modest with your tools. It's really effective. With that band, with every song, you really notice every little thing that they do, because the songs are so repetitive that when they do change it up, it has a real impact. Definitely going to check out more from them. They're from 4AD Records, late 80s, that kind of thing. Slowcore, I think, is the really small, obscure kind of genre that it's defined under. Low is another band. That's the only one I know. Before that was a band called Weaves from Toronto with a track called Hula Hoop. And yeah, as I said before, Autobahn with a track called Slow Dance. So we're going to end the show in just a couple of minutes. Marco is going to be coming up next with Astro Talk, as always. And we're going to finish off today with a track called, a track by the band. It's a song by a band called The Bothy Band. They play they're from the 70s. They play kind of Irish folk music mixed with Celtic music. If you don't know the distinction, I won't explain it because it's boring. But it's a song called The Butterfly, and it's off their self-titled album. Fun fact, the last three songs will have now all been from self-titled albums, if you care at all. I'm sure you don't. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun. I'll see you next week here on Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9 FM.